My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're talking college football. You know, there was a lot of hype surrounding the West Virginia-Penn State game. But it pretty much went the way I thought it was going to go. I was pretty sure. I was pretty sure that Penn State was going to blow them out, and they did. I mean, at the end of the day, what happened was, when you think about it, Penn State has better players than West Virginia. Penn State, I think, is better coached than West Virginia. And one thing that Penn State has done well under James Franklin is make sure that they win games like this. And quite often, they win games like this in pretty dominant fashion. And so, you know, I think West Virginia is what they are. Last year, I thought West Virginia was a little bit of a product of their schedule. And I know people are going to get upset about me saying that, because it's like, well, you're not giving them credit. I'm not trying to take away credit from them. All I'm trying to say is, look at what they had last year. In terms of their schedule and how things sort of broke for them and all that. And I feel like maybe they weren't quite as good as their or should say, not that they weren't quite as good as their record, but I don't know that their record, you know, this was an indication that they had turned things around or whatever. This week they play Albany. Obviously, they should win that game. Then they play at Pitt, Kansas, at Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Kansas State, at Arizona. I mean, I think they've got a pretty tough run there, which will tell us a lot more about them than maybe what we know now. Because like I said, I not only did I think, you know what, Penn State is better than West Virginia, I thought they're much better. I didn't think it was even going to be close, which it really wasn't. And I know there's a lot of West Virginia fans who come out of the game saying, well, Penn State was better, but we didn't play very well. I don't know. I watched two teams that could play 100 times, and the same team would have won at least 99 of them. Like, I don't think there was any question to me Penn State was better and is better. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. Peters Township, visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I guess when it says Leaf Home Solutions, that's just something Crowley's already read?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't got to do that. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. But when you look at it like that, and you look at it from the standpoint of Penn State, you know, nothing I saw from them, nothing was surprising. I expect them to be a team that is going to be in the 12-team playoff. I do. I expect them to be a team that is going to go out and win at least 11 games. I think they'll probably lose to Ohio State. They'll go 11-1. Then they'll probably lose to Ohio State again in the Big Ten championship game. That's the team I expect them to be. And they'll be in the playoff, you know, as like a 7 seed or an 8 seed or something. Whatever. That's what I anticipate. And West Virginia looks to me like a team that's probably going to be 7-5. I know that this is, you know, big things because of the quarterback, and, you know, this is a team that's going to really all put it all together. I don't know. I got to see a lot more. I didn't see nearly enough from West Virginia for me to sit here and say this team is going to win 9 or 10 games again. It's probably going to be more like 7 or 8. Period. That's just the way it is. And if you're, you know, West Virginia, and you lose this game like this early on, first thing out of the chute, what you can't do and what happens sometimes is that you put all of your eggs in winning this game. You know, you had all of the hype all summer long. You were talking about it all summer long. You had all this hype. You had Pat McAfee in town on Friday. The coach, the athletic director, the quarterback, a couple other key players. You had all-time greats in town. You gave, you know, Saturday, Friday off of school so, you know, everybody could be tailgating. Basically started at like 9 a.m. Friday. So by the time the game kicked off on Saturday, everybody was juiced up. You had so much put into this game, energy-wise, and everything else, and then what happened? You lost. So now you get up, and you got to try and play this week against Albany in a game that nobody will care about. In a game that even the diehard West Virginia fans, they'll go and they'll tailgate because they like to do that. But I guarantee it won't be sold out. I guarantee it won't be sold out. It's at 6 p.m., which is a weird time for a game. I guess that's good from the standpoint of, you know, semi-night game. So maybe there'll be a little bit of an atmosphere, but think about it. You go from the hype, the pomp, and circumstances of trying to play this weekend, and now you've got to try and bring yourselves back to the stadium to play against Albany. And that's no disrespect to Albany. I mean, obviously, we love Albany because Greg Gattuso is the coach. He's a Pittsburgh guy through and through, great dude, former Pitt assistant, former Duquesne head coach. He's obviously the Albany coach, and that's a great thing. But all I'm saying there is we have to try and get yourself back up. What we can't do if you're West Virginia is let sort of this letdown linger. And it happens a lot more than you think, actually. where you play a really, really big time game, a big time opponent, national TV, you have all the hype, you're the focus of a lot of things in media, and then you try and you lose the game, and then you got to try and get yourself back up the next week to play against an opponent that, let's face it, you're supposed to beat the daylights out of. I mean, I'm not sure if you're West Virginia, what you're finding, what motivation other than, well, we want to get on the winning train. But, you know, what are you motivated for, you know, by when you're playing against Albany or any FCS team? And you're, you know, that's probably the biggest issue you've got if you're West Virginia. So we'll see what happens here. And I'm not saying that they can't get up for this game or they won't get up for this game. All I'm saying is when you lose a game like that, where there is so much hype and so much goes into it, and you spend 3 days basically, you know, hyping it up, talking about it on national TV and getting all the recognition you got for this game, it can be very deflating. I've seen it where it unwinds a season before it even starts. You know, so if you're West Virginia, you need to come out, take care of business against Albany this week, and then next week come up here and get it right against Pitt.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I will say one thing. The whole Pat McAfee thing, I don't get. Nick, you're a lot younger than me. I know you're probably the target audience. Probably you are the person that they, you know, want to appeal to. But what am I missing with Pat McAfee?
I think that he can relate to people, and he's just a goofy guy, and he's extra authentic, and I think that draws people to like him. I don't particularly fall for that kind of act, though, personally. But he's a nice man. He gives money to people, and he is authentic in a way that just makes people drawn to him.
I will say this. Everything I've heard about him is that he is very loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the guys on his show, which I don't think those guys are very good, you know, but they're his guys. Apparently, they're his guys from, you know, growing up when he was in Plum.
You know what he won me over with? He gave Mark Caboli a job.
Well,
that,
yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, I mean, I would say obviously that's important, but but he apparently gives a bunch of money to Plum, like to the athletic department at Plum, where, mm-hmm. where he went to high school.
Yeah.
He's, you know, been generous to West Virginia.
He donated like $15,000 to the 5-Alarm Marathon.
Right. So I get it. I get it from a standpoint of that. But his show is really hard to watch.
No, I understand that. Like I said, I'm not drawn to the show so much myself, so I can't speak to that. But I think what he does and who he is makes people find it watchable.
You know, yeah. he's sort of like a Rob Gronkowski only on TV. I mean, you know,
he's a little smarter than Gronk.
Life, I think. He's well, definitely that, but. He's that life is a party, you know? I'm going to be the frat boy, party guy. Yay, hi, yay, yay, you know?
Well, I think a lot of people, I mean, I guess if we're generalizing my age group, yeah, people search for that party all the time mentality. And he seems to find a way to have fun.
What I'm
all
saying
the time.
About
he
is.
He almost got shot by a cannon. Did you see that video?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
was tremendous.
Yeah.
And he spooked. It's like, oh, I didn't know this cannon was about to do that.
My thing is this. I get it that we like life as a party, but don't you want to have semi-intelligent discourse and discussion when you tune into one of those shows?
See, what I would argue, you get the most authentic conversations from them because they do a lot of silly stuff.
Right, but
he also doesn't. Like, he's not afraid to say certain things or even break FCC regulation to make points, and I think people appreciate that. Like, when I hear Pat McAfee talk, like, whenever he gives an opinion, I know that that's exactly what he thinks, and that's his perspective on a certain issue, and I don't think that you can say that for everybody that talks about sports. I think a lot of those guys just say things to say things, and Pat does not.
Well, no, I mean, I agree, but again, I think the whole... You know, well, it's, you know, hey, yay, everything is great, yay, that's hilarious, yay, that's funny, yay.
I can understand how that could feel
too
much.
Oh, my God, it's just too much. And I'm watching him the other day, you know, and here's what I'm saying. If you are in any other city but Morgantown, West Virginia, and maybe State College, and you tune into ESPN on Friday afternoon for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really care about Penn State, West Virginia?
No.
But again, he did it. It's what he did. 2 hours, basically, of Penn State, West Virginia talk.
Well, hey, I mean, well, part of that, too, is that it's a smart thing to do for that show into the game, because if you get people watching him, then people are going to stick around for the beginning of the game, and then bam, Penn State and West Virginia get more eyeballs on them. And
well, that was on Friday. The game was on Saturday, so
then never mind.
Yeah, I'm just saying. And then Saturday, he's up there, takes his shirt off. Listen, that College Game Day show has become silly too to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, Lee Corso running around with dressed like a leprechaun. You had Pat. What's the guy we're talking about here? I can't.
McAfee.
McAfee. We had McAfee taking his shirt off. Nick Saban looking at her. I mean, what is going on in this thing? Nick Saban dropping swear words. You know.
Yep.
I mean, it was just silly.
That's just the society now. It's minimalist ideology, Paul. It's like there was so much etiquette emphasized before, and now everybody's just like, you know what? Who cares? And that's reflected in a lot of these shows. People will watch because who cares? Everything's fun. Yay.
Well again,
cannons.
Yeah. Again, it's not my demographic. It just isn't. I get it. But the whole, you know. One of the other sportscasters in town calls it bro radio, and he's right.
Oh, for sure.
It's bro radio. Bro.
Like, it's not, like I said, it's not my cup of tea all the time, and I think that everybody, he's to like balance it out a bit, but also he's going to get all those views because people search for that authenticity and that high.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.